Good morning, Audio Boo. Right, okay, that's the kettle boiling. I'm just multitasking here. I'm going to make my tea and toast. I'll try not to clatter too much. Oops. Famous last words. Now, I want to ask a question. Is bad language ever appropriate? I don't know why this came into my head. I mean, I do swear sometimes. Not all the time. It's usually if someone leaves the cupboard door open and I hit my head. Because when you can't see, it's very irritating and it actually really hurts. And it's a shock more than anything. Maybe someone say I've got poor vocabulary to resort to such things, but, well, they're entitled to their opinion. I don't swear in public or in any official situations. Obviously, I don't swear on Audio Boo. I might swear, I might use a few words in direct messages, but I don't swear on the open public posts. Sorry, boos. And I don't... if I hear other people, it doesn't bother me. I'm not offended by it, actually. But I just don't want anyone reporting me for it. So I make sure that... Would you believe it? I've got no clean plates. Well, I have. They're all in the dishwasher from last night. I make sure that none of my family or friends would swear on Audio Boo. If they do, the post would not... would not go up. Then I got to thinking, well, why do people get offended by their words? I mean, they mean something, but every word means something. No, I'm looking for my bread, excuse me. Everything means something, but why are certain words offensive and certain words aren't? And I just wondered if anyone could give me any answers to that. Certain words have developed as being profanities over the years. And certain words haven't. And that's why I don't get offended by them. I mean, if someone tells me to F off, I wouldn't be very happy that I've been spoken to in that way. But it's not the bad language that would offend me. It's just the fact that I was told to go away in no uncertain terms. And I'm just putting my toast in now. Nice wholemeal bread. I don't know what kind it is. My husband gets it from the co-op and I keep asking him to tell me what it is. And I keep forgetting to get him to look at the packet. Sometimes we get it from the bakers, but if they're not open when he's there, we get it from the co-op. I don't know. I wonder if anyone's got any good answers for me, because I don't know. Why are we offended by swearing? I think if I was an employer, and even though I'm not offended by swearing generally, because I do it sometimes myself, I think if I was an employer and I interviewed someone and they swore at all in any form, even if it was just something not that bad, I wouldn't be very impressed. And I think I would think twice, unless they were the best candidate and they were absolutely excellent, about employing them, because I wouldn't want people swearing in the office all the time. I did work in an office with a lot of women at one time. They all smoked, which they weren't supposed to do in the office. They were meant to go in a certain room to do that. I mean, this is going back when I was expecting my first son, and that's why... I mean, this is another topic entirely, but that's why I took such objection to that, the smoking, because I was pregnant and they weren't supposed to be doing it. And the managers knew they did it because they smoked themselves, they let them get away with it. And I was the only one that didn't smoke. And in the morning when I used to go in there, it was like a chimney. And their language, some of their language was foul. And I must admit, I didn't really like that. Not when... it doesn't really offend me, but I just think it's unnecessary. Then again, if people want to do that, some people just swear every other word they say. I went down the effing shops and then I went to get the effing bus and there was this man at the effing bus stop. And I think, well, that word it might be okay to use once in a blue moon if you really want to make a point, maybe. Maybe. But to be honest, overuse of any word makes it, well, it takes any effectiveness out of it. And I think it just becomes a habit. I mean, there is, sometimes I wonder if people have got Tourette's syndrome or whether they just literally get into a habit of swearing and they can't stop and they don't even realise they're doing it. My kids swear sometimes. Well, actually, when they sit to talk to each other, they swear a lot. But they don't swear in public. And they don't swear at people, only each other. But the thing is with them, everyone, they're not bad kids, and everyone actually has always told me that they're a real credit to me. They tell their dad the same thing, because obviously we both brought them up, even though some of their life has been apart from their father. He still had a big influence on their life and a good input, and he lives locally, and, you know, we work together now. We work together far more as a team since we've been apart than we did when we were together, because we didn't agree over discipline and stuff. That was one of our big disagreements. Now, I'm looking for the mustard. I have English mustard on my toast sometimes. Most people are utterly appalled over it. I can only find a new jar, not the old one. No, I had some of their computers. I'm sure people find this utterly disgusting. Most people do. My husband, the rest of my family. But I like a good dose of English mustard on my toast. Not every day, but sometimes. Sometimes I just have it on bread, or sometimes I just have it in a sandwich. I'm waiting for my toast to pop up now. Oh, it has. I didn't hear that. I wonder if Audio Boo did. Okay, I'm just going to feed the dog quickly. I don't mind cold toast, actually, I quite like it. I don't know, swearing, it's one of those things that I can imagine in a few years' time, it's becoming more and more prevalent on the TV. I can imagine that in, say, 10 or 20 years' time, they won't even be offensive words anymore. And, you know, they won't even be considered as bad language. I can see that, because I suppose that's what happens in language. Things, the meaning of things and how they use does change over time. I mean, you only have to look at the word gay, for instance. When I was a child, that meant happy. And there's lots of songs now, old songs, I don't know, where it still means that, and things do change, so I can see a time when maybe there won't be such thing as swearing, and maybe that's a good thing, because people sometimes do use it. It can be quite threatening. That's the only thing I would say about it. In general conversation, it doesn't worry me or offend me, but if you hear a lot of louts or even adults, swearing in public, sit. Go on then. You can find it, listen to the way he eats his food like there's no tomorrow. It can be a bit intimidating, because it just comes back to the fact of which I'm always going on about, is are they drunk? So, it's one of those subjects that, see what I mean? He's like, there's no tomorrow. He doesn't have much in the morning, actually. It's only so that he can have his epilepsy tablet. Yeah, little one. I'll have to feed little one by hand. I don't want to go on and on saying the same things over again. I do find it a bit intimidating if a group of people are using a lot of bad language in public. And I think, why should I? You know, as I say, these words, they don't really mean anything. It's how you take it, really. Society has deemed them offensive, and so that's the way people see them. I mean, as I say, my kids do swear at one another. They don't swear in public. Well, I'm not saying they don't swear in public, because I'm not with them 24 hours a day. I hope they don't swear in public. They don't tend to...
they're not the type of boys that go around in gangs or groups. They never really have been. My older one, to a certain extent, would, you know, sometimes go and play football with a group of his friends, but most of his friends went to university. He didn't want to. He did have the chance. He did regret it a few years down that, well, no, about a year down the line, but he's employed now, so, you know, I said, you know, we could try and get you there, but he's got A-levels and stuff, but he just said he didn't want to go. I think he wished he'd gone at the time, because a lot of his friends from school are at university, so he only really sees them in the holidays, but he does still keep in touch with them, which is good. The younger one, he doesn't really go around with anybody much at all. He goes to college and he goes around with some of the people from there, but they're boys and girls. He doesn't tend to go in a boy group, and he goes around with his cousins quite a lot. He's got two boy cousins loads of cousins, but the ones that live around here from my family, he's got two male cousins and a girl cousin who's a year older than him, 10 months older than him, but they're always in the same year group at school. So they've always been very close. So I don't have that with mine. They don't tend to hang around in swarms and terrorise the neighbourhood, thankfully. And my husband said, he was coming home from work the other day, and there was a big gang of boys, and they were only about, he said they were about Rona's age, maybe a little bit older, so that's, he's going to be 17 in August. So this was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe 12, but 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and there was a big group of them. I don't know how many. There was a big boy that looked, you know, he was like the leader. They weren't doing anything bad, but they were just standing around and passing something round. One hopes it's a cigarette, but who knows? And he said, I don't think he didn't. I think a lot of people would have felt intimidated to walk past them, but he didn't. He just said he just walked straight through the middle of them, because they, you know, sometimes these people, they just don't have any thought for other people. They just stand in the middle of the pavement. And I think that's part of the way they're intimidating. Whether they mean to be or not, I don't know. But that's part of the intimidation, is that you have to walk past them. And then if you cross over the road, they might start shouting out some kind of abuse. This is what I tend to think, you know, because you didn't have the guts. I mean, I do tend to walk through them, largely because I can't really see where they are exactly. And to be fair, I've never had any abuse from such people, and they tend to move out the way when they see a guide dog. I've heard them say, mind out the way, there's a blind lady coming, or there's a guide dog, you know, and they're usually actually quite respectful. But I can see why people do find them intimidating, and I do to a degree, especially if it's in the evening. I think they might have been drinking. But my husband said he walked straight through the middle of them, and they just kind of looked at him. I think they looked at him in kind of disbelief. Do you dare walk in the middle of us? You know, that's the kind of a bit of a kind of threatening look, I suppose. Anyway, this is getting me sidetracked off of language, but it's all connected really, because sometimes these people are the ones that are using a lot of bad language in public. And I think if anyone, this is what I try to impress upon the kids as well, if you have an argument with someone in public for whatever reason, in a shop. My son went in a shop once. He was over 18, and he went to buy batteries, and they wouldn't let him buy batteries because he didn't have any ID on him. So I don't think he got abusive or anything, but he wasn't very pleased, because, you know, obviously he is over 18, and lots of kids try and get away with stuff like that, but he wasn't. He was genuinely, you know, he wanted them for a genuine reason on his toaster. A bit like cardboard, never mind. He wanted it for a genuine reason. I said, whatever you do, don't get into any kind of, if you get into an argument or a disagreement, don't swear, because I feel once you swear, you've lost your case, really. And I think this is the same with the issue of guide dogs and taxis. I'm not saying anyone did swear in the recent thing. I'm sure they didn't, because, you know, I'm sure these people wouldn't start using bad language. I'm not relating it to that incident. I'm just talking generally. I have known people in the past when I was younger. Not me. hasten to add, but I have actually known people swear at people when they wouldn't take the dog and taxis and stuff. You know, if there's been a big group of us and we've been trying to get a taxi outside a station or whatever, I have actually heard people swear, and then you really lose your pace, I feel, because I've heard of incidents in more recent years when I actually heard of a case where someone took the taxi company to court, and because the person, I can't remember if it was a woman or a man, swore, I don't know if they lost the case, but it certainly didn't go in their favour. It certainly doesn't go in your favour if you start using bad language. And I really wonder, you know, as I say, these words are pretty meaningless if you take them down to base value. I mean, you know, they all have their meanings, but lots of other words mean the same thing and they're not considered... I suppose it's the way we use them, really. People tend to lose them when they lose their patience or their temper or something. They're not using... Well, as I say, some people do use them in general conversation. I hear people doing that on the bus and stuff, and I don't know anybody who uses words like... I mean, I know we all swear at times, but I don't know anybody that uses constant language for the sake of it like that. So that's my thoughts on it anyway. I just wondered if anyone else... what anyone else thought, really. I've put my lovely mustard on, my bits of hard cardboard. I'm just about to cut them in half. Okay. That's it. I think that's about all for now, so... I certainly am not going to eat my toast on audio boo because it's so hard. It will make a terrible noise. Take care and speak soon. Bye for now.